telephone, it doesn't have a camera. If it did, I'd take a picture of myself. If it did, I'd take a picture of the water or the man on the off-ramp holding up the sign asking me for help. Got a job and I'll work here for the summer. I fold the towels and set them by the pool. Everyone looks happy with each other until they step away and say the thing they really meant. They always sound so cruel. Didn't know what I was in for when I signed up for that run. There's no way I'm curing cancer, but I'll sweat it out. I feel so proud now for all the good I've done.
Hi. So I realized today that I'm a pretentious piece of shit, and I'll explain why. So I have one of those like Keurig coffee makers, but I never like used it. Like I bought it and I was like, oh yeah, I can make coffee at home. Sorry, but I went through like a few years ago, I was, I gave up caffeine, like, hard. So I don't really drink that much I don't really drink coffee. Like, recently I've been drinking coffee because I've been waking up really early to, like, do recordings and stuff. But, like, before I wouldn't, like, really drink caffeine. So this morning I woke up and I was like, I want to make myself a coffee. So I made myself an almond milk latte. And I used, my Keurig, and after I finished making the coffee, I remember thinking, like, wow, this is a good coffee maker. And then I thought to myself, I am so pretentious. Like, why did I buy a coffee maker, like, 3 years ago if I never was going to use it? You know, like, that doesn't make any sense. And so, yeah, that's the story of how I'm a pretentious piece of shit. And thanks for listening to this ramble, and I hope I see you guys later. Just kidding. what did I want to talk about? If you guys have never heard this song before, it's really good. And it's by Better Oblivion Community Center. Which, if any of you guys were ever into Bright Eyes, the band, or Conor Oberst, Conor Oberst is in this band with Phoebe Bridgers, who's the singer. And actually, I just realized that, like, making coffee myself at home is better than going to Starbucks. yesterday, I had a really bad, like, reaction to the caffeine. I don't know if I told you guys. Well, if you're in my Discord server, you know that I'm, like, always jumping on there throughout the day. But yesterday, I had a really bad reaction to the coffee, and I think it's because I hadn't ate anything. So yesterday morning, I woke up, and I was running on 3 hours of sleep, but I drank a coffee, and then I, like, I was recording. And so after I finished recording, like, I started feeling, like, really disoriented, like, really bad. I just, like, didn't feel good. Like, I was, like, nauseous and dizzy, and I just, like, was disoriented. Like, I couldn't even talk. And I was, like, maybe it's because I drank caffeine, like, on an empty stomach. So I made myself a sandwich and some soup, and I ate, and it just, like, made me feel worse. So I was, like, oh, my God. So then I ended up passing out for, like, 2.5 hours, and then I woke up. And I didn't feel any better. I got in the shower, and then I was gonna record, like, a sing-along in the shower, and I, like, my breathing was, like, really shallow. Like, I couldn't, shallow, how does the song go? In the shallow. Ew, why did I sing the, like, I'm from the Cranberries? In the shallow. Actually, I'm gonna put that song on. I've never even seen this movie before. I've seen the original because I'm a big Judy Garland fan. Tell me something, girl. Not the original. The original was in the 40s, are you, I think. Happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself. I didn't put conditioner in my hair yesterday, so my hair is like super frizzy.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash to the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now.
I can't sing this.
In the shallow, in the shallow, shallow.
Anyway, what was I talking about before? Oh, I have to say, the girl who cuts my hair is so good at cutting hair. Like, I barely cut my hair, like, I want to say, like, 3 weeks, like, a month ago. Ooh, which means I probably have an appointment soon because she cuts my hair every 6 weeks. And when I cut it, like, I couldn't put up, like, the bottom half of my hair. Watch as I'm diving, I'll never meet the ground. Anyway, it wouldn't be a heart damage ramble if there was no shitty singing in it. What was I talking about? I don't even remember. Fucking my life. But yeah, when I cut my hair, like, I couldn't put, like, the second, like, the bottom half of my hair up. And now, like, it actually fits in a pony, which is cool. A high pony, so that's cool. Oh. So, I have some thoughts. Game of Thrones. Don't even get me started. Okay, so, like, ew, why is this song playing over? You know what song I had stuck in my head, like, all week? This one. Not this one. This one. You so fucking precious when you smile. Hit it from the back and drive you wild. Girl, I lose myself up in those eyes. I just gonna tell you, no, you're mine. I got that last part wrong, but I'm go fuck. Anyway.
I just want to taste my tongue.
Anyway, fucking... Oh, yeah, Game of Thrones. I swear I shouldn't be allowed to do these because, like, I just, like, lose my train of thought all the time. You guys know, like, in Up? Is it Up? that dog that keeps like, he's like, oh, food. That's me. Oh, I think I was talking about the effects of coffee on me. So yeah, so I think today I was making myself a coffee and I ate like some, I made myself like some egg and I ate that and like, I feel really good. Like I feel good. So I think yesterday was just cause like I hadn't ate anything. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, I was talking about shallow breaths. Yeah. So I was in the shower and I was going to record like a sing along shower edition cause my phone's waterproof, which I shouldn't have done. I shouldn't have even considered that because the last time that I did that, I took my shower. I made a recording in the shower. It fucked up the speaker on my phone and it still doesn't work correctly. So, I was trying to like, cause I always listen to music in the shower and I was like trying to sing along to the music and I felt like I kept running out of air. What is that song? Tell me how I'm supposed to live with no air. Who sings that? Is that Chris Brown? No air? Is it this one? It is Chris Brown. Damn, song's fucking old AF. Anyway, So I don't know what it was yesterday, but I just like wasn't feeling good. And then like I usually fall asleep like pretty late. And yesterday it was like 11 o'clock and I was like dying. Like I was so tired. It also might have to do with the fact that I went for a run last night. I went to the Yim yesterday to run. I fucking love this song. I just wasn't feeling good yesterday. I felt really shitty. And then it's funny because I was talking to me and the mods on my server, on my Discord server, like the mods in there. I mean, I am pretty like, I would consider them good friends because we talk a lot and like, I trust them with like my personal stuff and you know, so, and they're really awesome guys. Like all three of them are super great and I'm so happy that they're in my life. But like, we talk like, we'll jump on like voice chat, all four of us. And we just like talk. And so last night we were on voice chat and they would like type things and I was like, you guys are gonna have to read me what they're typing, because I literally had like my computer next to me and I was wrapped up like a burrito in my blanket with like my, just like one of my hands out of the burrito because I had my phone in my hand, but I had them on voice chat on my computer, so I like couldn't look at the screen because I was like wrapped up like a burrito. And then one of the mods sent me like a picture of that, like the blanket that looks like a tortilla. And I was like, oh my God, I need that in my life right now. I have thoughts on Juego de Tronos, which means Game of Thrones in Spanish. Also I'm really bummed out because like the last recording that I uploaded on Reddit was my second Spanish audio and it like didn't perform well. And I know that the reason that it didn't perform well was because the day that I posted it, like, Reddit was having a lot of problems. So, like, for a while, for a couple of hours after I posted my audio, like, they had disabled likes. And so, like, a bunch of posts on Reddit have, like, zero upvotes, and mine was one of those. So I think, like, since they either disabled the upvotes, it just didn't get upvoted, which sucks because, like, it only got, like, 200 upvotes, which is so, like, not... That's, like, so unlike my audios. What if it wasn't the upvote system and people are just sick of me? And, like, people aren't listening to my stuff anymore. That makes me sad. Oh, that bummed me out. Anyway, that actually, like, legit bummed me out. Anyway, I hope you guys don't hate me. I'm trying to, like, juggle Reddit and Patreon. Better get your grades up if you want to finish high school. And after high school, you gotta get a degree. I'm trying to juggle both things. I'm sorry if I'm failing at it. I really am, because I don't want anybody to, like, suffer because of my stupid shit. I think that when I hit 5,000 followers, subs, I'm going to do another giveaway. Because I'm, like, 100 followers from that. So I might do that. And... also, if you're one of the... So, we'd lost my last giveaway. I did two... I picked two giveaway winners. But I realized recently that I never did the second giveaway. Like, audio. So, if you were the winner of the audio, please reach out to me. Because I didn't... I've never delivered your audio. I'm very sorry about that. So, I can do it for you. So, yeah. I think I might do an audio. A giveaway. If you're one of the people that still wants a custom audio, I do know that, of course, over on my Patreon, there are going to be people that are going to be dropping off the tiers. So if you're waiting for a slot to open up, I would recommend waiting till the beginning of the month. I bought a microphone online at the beginning of this month, and it never got here. And so I had to, like, dispute it through Amazon. Because the seller, like, sold it, like, sent it to me from... First of all, they advertised it as Prime, and it wasn't Prime. And then the seller, like, shipped it from India. And they sent me, like, a tracking number, and the tracking number was invalid. And so I emailed them, and I was like, hey, you guys gave me the wrong tracking information. Please give me the correct tracking information, or just give me a refund. And they were like, oh, well, it's being shipped by ship. And I was like, the fuck? Is this Christopher Columbus days? Are you Arya Stark? And so I had it refunded. So I bought it again through Prime this time. It's supposed to be coming in tomorrow. And I'm really excited about it. Because I'm hoping to, like, do, like, rambles on that. Like, just record it on my laptop onto, like, GarageBand and then upload it. I feel like the quality would be better. Especially when I do, like, sing-alongs and stuff. So I'm pretty stoked about it. Also when I do, like, voice chats on my server. And yeah. Okay, we're just gonna get to it. Game of Thrones. I saw, like, on Twitter and also on my server, because people were talking about how, like, disappointed they were. That a lot of people were disappointed by the show, that they were disappointed with the way that Daenerys Targaryen was portrayed in the last season. And with Arya and with Jon. So here are my thoughts. I thought I was going to sneeze for a second. I'm sorry. Anyway, so, I understand a lot of people were very upset. First of all, the whole starting a petition, asking the HBO to reshoot it, is the most preposterous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Like, that's so fucking disrespectful. Not only to, like, all the people that worked on the show, but to, like, the writer of the show. Because I know that, like, D&D had said for a really long time that, like, George R. Martin had, like, told them the ending of the show in case anything ever happened to him. So they were aware of what happened in the show. So, I mean, obviously they were going with what, like, he directed them to and the season, the series on, like, who was going to go on the Iron Throne. So the way that I feel is, like, it's so disrespectful to not just, like, all the people that worked on the show, but also to the writer. Like, that's his fucking creative, you know, baby. So, like, that's his baby. So, like, that's so fucking disrespectful. I also read, like, an article where, like, Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow, said that he didn't give a fuck if people were upset about the ending, which I respect a lot. I do feel like this season was really rushed. They should have given them more episodes, but at the same time, the episodes were all, like, an hour and 30 minutes, which would, like, if you add it up, I mean, that does equal more episodes than in the past. It was very rushed. I am absolutely disappointed that Arya didn't use her stealing someone's face at the finale. I really don't. I remember, like, I had this fantasy that I had read this online and I was like, it would have ended perfect. And it was like this, the last scene being like Cersei sitting on the throne. And as the camera gets closer and closer, it's Arya and she takes her face off and she smiles and then it cuts. of course, it's not going to end like that. But of course, it didn't end like that. But I thought Jaime and Cersei dying together, like in each other's arms, was way too sweet of a death for Cersei, honestly. If Arya had ripped her head off, I would have been very happy. Clegane Bowl was absolutely trash. Don't at me. Like, they hyped this up for seasons and seasons, and then all they did was, what, throw each other into the fire? Like, I thought that was so fucking lame. I thought it was really shitty that, like, Arya didn't use, like, her assassin shit this month, this in this finale, like, didn't steal anybody's face, anything like that. People that were mad about Daenerys Targaryen character development, that were unhappy with what happened, that they said that she was disrespected, obviously weren't paying attention. Because, like, the way I see it is, like, when she did all that shit in Azapor and, like, she did all that shit in Meereen, even though they were slave masters, like, they weren't given a fair trial. She just fucking killed them, you know? Like, she did a bunch of fucked up shit, but the only reason that it's fucked up now that she did it in King's Landing is because everybody's invested in King's Landing. Like, for all of these seasons, we've been invested in who's gonna be on the throne, honestly. Like, that's what the show's about. So, you become invested in King's Landing, and the only reason that it bothered so many people was because we've come all this way to see who's going to end up on the throne or who's going to take over King's Landing, and then the city was burned down. Like, that's the only reason it matters to people. But when she was fucking up Meereen and when she was fucking up Azapor, like, nobody gave a shit, you know? Everyone was like, oh yeah, great, fantastic. She liberated everyone. But, like, if you think about it from the perspective of somebody that lived in that city, like, in Meereen or whatever, like, how do you know that they weren't disrespected? They didn't feel, you know? Also, when she was, like, killing all of those people and When they were killing the people, the soldiers, and they were saying, oh, well, these are free men. They swore their allegiance to Cersei. It's like, bro, like, you guys are coming in here like in, like, foreign invaders, you know? Like, how the fuck are people not supposed to, like, want to stand with their queen? Even if she's fucked up, you know? It's kind of like, how do you kind of put this into words? Like, so high. Oh, 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 oh. Can we get much higher? Anyway, the way I see it, like, it's kind of like if, like, I fucking hate Trump, you know? Like, I fucking hate him. But if, like, North Korea was, like, gonna invade us tomorrow, of course I would stand with Trump because I'd be like, oh my God, North Korea is invading us. Like, we have to stand together as a country. So, like, that's my feeling on, like, King's Landing, how she was, like, killing all those, like, officers. Like, bitch, relax, okay? I just don't understand, like, I understand, I'm not one of those people that was like, oh, how dare they do that to Daenerys. As I was watching it, I was like, she's lost her damn mind, but I wasn't surprised. I was like, this was gonna happen. Like, throughout the seasons, they kept, like, throwing, like, little hints about her, like, at least I personally, like, throughout the seasons felt like she was, like, becoming more, like, power hungry. And so, like, when this happened in King's Landing, like, I wasn't surprised by it. And it, like, and then I, like, went on Twitter and I saw that a bunch of people were mad about it. And I was like, why are people mad about it? Like, have you not been paying attention? The only reason you didn't give a fuck what she did in Azapor and Meereen was because you weren't invested in those cities. They were just cities that she fucking came by and they made her look like a hero. But she wasn't, honestly. She was an outsider, you know, like, who came in and just fucked things up and did whatever she wanted to do. And then people praised her for it. And that's exactly what she was trying to do in King's Landing. But people were offended because King's Landing is what we've been invested in. This is what we've been fucking, you know, watching for all these seasons. So I don't think that Daenerys Targaryen's character development was, or like her storyline this season was inaccurate or not valid, honestly. I was super, super disappointed with Jon. Like, this kid did, like, went through so much, like, gave so much for, you know, the people, his people, and then all, what, like, they just sent him back. I mean, I understand, because that was, like, my thing. My prediction was that if he didn't end up the king, he was going to go back to, like, beyond the wall. So I'm happy with that, because I feel like when you watch that last scene where he's, like, walking through, like, the wildlings are, like, moving aside to let him walk through, there's, like, look on their faces, like, you know, he's, like, leading us, because I feel like all of them respect him so much. So I understand that. I don't think that for him it was, like, a punishment that he was going back with the wildlings, because I feel like that's where he was happy. So he was happy with that, and he's finally free to do whatever he wants. But, like, it just doesn't make sense that they hyped this up, like, him being the rightful heir, and then they just didn't matter, you know? Like, why the fuck would you guys even put that in our head and hype us up, and then it doesn't even matter at the end because they give the fucking Iron Throne to Bran? Which is, I mean, Bran, I understand why they would want him to be on the Iron Throne, because he's, like, he knows everything and stuff, you know? And, like, he basically has, like, a private jet to himself because he just rolls his eyes back and he's a fucking, his ravens. So I get it, but, like, at the same time, it's, like, it's Bran, you know? What else? High five to Podrick for becoming a knight. While we were watching Game of Thrones, me and the person that we were watching Game of Thrones together, we were like, when she was on the ship, when Arya was on the ship, I actually, like, teared up during that scene, that montage, like, of Sansa becoming the Queen of the North is beautiful. And I think, as somebody that formerly hated Sansa, like, I just could not stand her, especially when she was, like, with Littlefinger, like, associating herself with Littlefinger, and even as she was, like, going through the Ramsay Bolton thing, like, I just could not stand her. And this season was a season where I was like, I'm so pro Sansa, like, I live for her. So, like, I was so proud to see her be the Queen of the North. Like, I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was a beautiful scene. Arya becoming Christopher Columbus, like, fine, I guess. I don't know. I remember when we were watching the episode, I was like, oh, so Arya's gonna discover America and think it's India. Yeah, and I thought that it was cool that they had, like, the wolf at the front of the ship. John going out with the wildlings, I thought was, I mean, if they had given me a choice, I wouldn't have wanted him to go beyond the wall. I would have wanted him to be king. But, like, my second option would have been for him to go beyond the wall, go back to the wildlings. That's where he was happy. So I was happy with that. I know I jumped on, like, the server after I watched the episode, and I went in there and I was like, I'm satisfied. And somebody was like, you are? And I was like, yee. What else was I? People that I was unhappy are alive were, number one, Grey Worm. I don't know how he made it all the way to the end. I have absolutely no idea. Samuel Tarly. What can you say about Samuel Tarly? He's just, ugh, he's Sam. I don't know. Pégate, hay que ser mejor. A mí no venimos a jugar, nana. I don't know. I thought it was really dumb that, like, I feel like I also realized one of the moments that I realized that, like, Daenerys has, like, lost her damn mind, and she was, like, the child of the Mad King, was when she killed Varys. Because, like, Varys made an oath to her, an oath to her that he would always make sure to, you know, act on the behalf of the people. And so she didn't even, like, question why he conspired behind her back. She didn't ask him a reason. Like, I mean, I understand killing him, but, like, she didn't even ask why. Like, I feel like he would have been the one to tell her to her face, like, bro, you fucking up. Chill, you know? And and yeah, I guess those are my only thoughts, I think. I mean, Bran is Bran. I don't know. You know, what can you say about Bran? But, like, I mean, at least one thing that you know that is gonna, is for sure with Bran as a king is that he's gonna be a just king. But, like, Jon would have been a good king, too. That's who I wanted to win the throne, was Jon. But I feel like the ending of the show for the Starks was beautiful because they are, like, kings and queens on their own, you know, like, Arya isn't really a queen, but she's, like, in charge of her, she doesn't have to be a lady, like, she's in charge of her destiny, like, she wants to explore, and now she has her own ship, you know, and she's gonna fucking do what she wants. So, like, I feel like that, she's, like, the queen of that, the leader of the, I don't know. Anyway, John, I think, like, throughout the seasons, it was very obvious that he felt really connected to the Wildlings, and he actually was, I think he was probably, like, the happiest when he was with them, you know, and when he was with Ygritte. So, like, I thought that was great, and the way that they looked at him, like, as he walked through the crowd, they all looked at him with, like, a bunch of respect. Like, if you look at the background when he's walking through the crowd, they all are just looking at him like he's a leader. So I feel like he's, like, he's not the king, but I feel like he's gonna lead them, you know? Sansa being the queen of the north is beautiful, and I legit, you know, like, teared up as fuck. And then Bran, of course, is the king of the six kingdoms or whatever. Also, how did the kid that was breastfed glow up? Like, what the fuck? How did that happen? And yeah, those are my thoughts on Game of Thrones. But I was personally one of those people that was, like, satisfied. I mean, compared to the rest of the season, I was just like, oh, it wasn't bad, you know? I did think it was bullshit how, like, Tyrion said, like, who else has the story of Bran? Bran the Broken. Like, bro, do you know Jon Snow? Like, he died and came back to life. He didn't have his legs broken, and then he didn't get, like, sled around the fucking snow. Actually, Bran had it pretty easy. I wish that I got to, like, get sled around. Actually, but his legs were broken. Never mind. Yeah. What else? I know Mindhunter is supposed to be coming back soon. I don't know when, though, and I'm really excited about it. And I saw, like, that they dropped a new trailer for Westworld, which I'm really excited about because I fucking love Westworld. And that guy, Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, is in it, and that's fucking exciting. I'm super stoked about it. What else have I been watching recently? Count it up. Yeah. That's basically all of it. I haven't, like, started any new series or anything recently. So yeah, recommend me something to watch, guys. I finished the OA. I mean, my two Netflix shows were, well, I had a couple of different Netflix shows that I loved. I also really loved House of Cards, but House of Cards became a shit show, of course, with fucking everything that happened. But I love, my two Netflix favorite shows are Mindhunter and the OA, and the OA was fantastic. Second season, I'm really excited for the third. But I know Mindhunter is about to come back, which I'm fucking stoked about. I might rewatch the last season of Mindhunter. Actually, I might watch it in a little bit. So if you guys want to watch Mindhunter with me. Oh my God. If anybody wants to watch Mindhunter with me, I could totally do like a Netflix party through my Discord server if you guys are down. If you don't know what Mindhunter is about, it's a true story. It's based on a book that I read when I was in high school. It's about how the FBI profiling system came to be. You know, the system that they use to profile like serial killers and stuff. It's based on the FBI agent who was working at Quantico, and then decided to go around the country and interview different serial killers, to come up with things that they had in similarities between them that might have been like triggers or things that led them to be the way that they were. So it's super interesting. The portrayal depictions of the serial killers in the show are fucking fantastic. They're great. The actors that they chose for those roles are so fucking good. Kemper, like one of the serial killers that's in the show, the actor that plays him beautifully. If you look him up, like if you watch him in the show, you're like, okay, this guy's kind of weird. And then you look up interviews with like the real Kemper and it's like legit. Like he is perfect. I don't know why nobody like praised that actor, because he did fantastic. When is it coming back? Let's see. What else? Go fuck yourself. You heard me right. Where's it come back? It's gonna come back in August. Yee! Guys, the other day I had to teach my dad what yeet meant, because he asked me. He was like, what does yeet mean? I was like, what? He's like, what does yeet mean? I was like, where'd you hear that? He's like, I saw it on the internet. And so I had to explain to him what yeet meant. And I sent him that screenshot. I sent him that Vine of the girl who asked the other girl, hey, do you want this? And then she gives her a can and she goes, this bitch empty. Yeet! She throws it. I sent him that and he was like, I don't get it. I was like, oh my God, Dad. Guys, I bought an air fryer and it like legit changed my life. Like, For real. I honestly am gonna rewatch Mindhunter. Like, for sure. I'm probably gonna start it today. I didn't know that Charlize Theron is a producer of Mindhunter. That's weird. I didn't know that. Anyway, But yeah, I absolutely love David Fincher. Like, he's one of my favorite directors. So he's involved in Mindhunter, just in case you didn't know. Why do I keep talking about Mindhunter? I also really need to watch the last season of Mozart in the Jungle, because I love Mozart in the Jungle. If you've never seen that show, you should. It's really good. And what else is I think that's it.
that's all I got to talk about. I'm really excited. What else did I buy on Amazon? I bought a cuticle cutter. And, because I'm going to redo my nails. I got a planner. I ordered a planner, a daily planner. Just because, like, I do a lot of recording and I, like, set up a schedule for myself. But, like, now I want to actually, like, physically write down what audios I'm doing on what day because it makes it a lot easier for me. And so I got a planner and it was, like, $4, which is fantastic. And I think that's it. I remember I told you guys about that cleanser that came in my, like, my last BoxyCharm box that I got. That cleanser's fucking great. Like, it makes my skin fantastic. Like, it's so good. So I recommend it to everyone and every single person that is listening to it. Just go buy the Gentle Bubble Glam Glow Mask. And I think that's it. I was watching the time zone. How many of you guys are going to go see Aladdin? I think I'm going to go out of town next month. I'm going to go visit my parentals. Very excited. Very, very excited to get drunk with my stepmom. I'm probably going to be out there for a few days. I'm probably going to be there for like a week or so. I'm really excited because I think I'm driving. And I love driving long distances. So I'm pretty stoked about it. And what is this? Oh, so you guys know how I looked up Mindhunter, the TV show? There's an article here that says, he's a different type of serial killer. Real Mindhunter delves into the mind of Todd Kohlhepp. Oh my god, have you guys heard of this guy? He's the guy who, like, kidnapped that girl. He, like, hired this, like, couple to, like, clean his property. And he killed her boyfriend and he, like, took her hostage and kept her in a storage container. And then they found her and it turned out that he's killed, like, a bunch of people. He killed, like, 4 or 5 people. It says, John Douglas is known as the original Mindhunter and now he's delving into the mind of serial killer Todd Kohlhepp in his newest book. Released earlier this month in late 1970s, Douglas was an FBI agent diving into new territory and revealing a new kind of evil. That's the guy that Mindhunter is based on. Douglas and his FBI partner Robert Ressler, who is portrayed in Mindhunter, are often credited with coining the term serial killer. Their work inspired the Netflix true crime drama Mindhunter. Douglas has stared evil in the face while sitting across the table from names like Ed Kemper, Ted Bundy, and Charles Manson, but he said his newest research on Todd Kohlhepp uncovers a new type of killer he's never encountered before. They may be out there, but in my experience over many years, I haven't seen one quite like him, John Douglas said. Douglas examines Kohlhepp in his new book, Killer Across the Table, but says his research on Kohlhepp began years before he ever knew the killer's name. Back in 2004, a Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office asked Douglas to look into the quadruple homicide at Superbike Motorsports. I told the police at the time, about a year after the homicide, I believe this was a disgruntled customer and they'll probably be in the filing system where they probably purchased something in the past. Had they gone through the files, they would have come across the name Todd Kohlhepp. Kohlhepp's name was on the customer list. This fucking article is not even written correctly. But this wouldn't be discovered until years later. Todd Kohlhepp commits a mass murder, then a serial murder. He kills 4 and then a series of others. There would be no way that police or I could have tied in the motorcycle shop with the other murders. Douglas says his explanation for killing is unusual. He's a different type of serial killer. It's predatory, but not like a Bundy type of predator. He's more of a revenge retaliation type of killer.
He said Kolhepp's motive is similar across all his crimes, but his style of killing doesn't fit into a mold. He feels like they're going to conspire against him or they're going to rip him off, and that's how he felt about the Coxies. It almost becomes a second nature to him, and he just kills them. He says his only mistake with Calla Brown is that he didn't kill her. That's crazy. I'm going to buy that book when it comes out. Yeah, anyway, so if you guys haven't seen Mindhunter, please watch it. Also, if you guys are into Broadway or Hamilton, Jonathan Groff, who plays the king in Hamilton, he plays the lead part, Holden Ford, in Mindhunter. And he actually does a fantastic job. And on that note, we're going to end this. And I always play you guys out on something. And since we're talking about Hamilton, I'm going to play you guys out on Hamilton. And we're going to play you guys out on Jonathan Groff singing Hamilton.
You say the price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember we made an arrangement when you went away.
Now you're making me mad.
Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man.
You'll be back soon, you see. You'll remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You'll remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. And no, don't change the subject, 'cause you're my favorite subject.
My sweet,
submissive subject.
My loyal, royal subject.
Forever. We'll fight the fight and win the war for your love, for your praise.
And I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone,
I'll go mad.
So don't throw
away the thing we have.
'Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you
of my love.
Da 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 da